Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate signal edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a real DNB workflow should feel. Fast, musical, and a little bit dangerous. The goal here is simple. We're taking one ragga vocal phrase, chopping it into a tight call and response hook, then shaping it into something that can slam into a roller, a jungle stepper, or a darker dancefloor drop. This is not just about slicing vocals for the sake of it. We are building a reusable method you can bring to any pirate radio style vocal, jungle toast, or ragga MC line. A ragga cut works so well in drum and bass because it gives the track a human front end. Before the bass line even lands, the listener already has a voice to lock onto. That contrast between raw vocal attitude and engineered low-end pressure is exactly where the magic lies. So let's get into it. Start by choosing a source vocal with attitude. You want a short phrase, not a full verse. One line with strong consonants and a few nice vowel tails is perfect, because those bits chop cleanly and survive processing. Words like selector, massive, pull up, signal, or a good shout style phrase all work really well. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a solid middle ground for modern DNB, and it gives you enough space to work both the groove and the vocal. Drag the vocal onto a new audio track. Warp it right away, and choose Complex Pro if it's a full phrase. If the source is already pretty percussive, Beats Mode can work too. The key is to get the phrase locked to the grid without killing the character. Right away, rename the clip something useful like Ragga Source 172 BPM and color code it. That sounds small, but in real workflow terms, it saves you from chaos later when you've got multiple resamples and variations flying around. Now listen for the pockets in the vocal. Don't think of the phrase as words first. Think of it as rhythm. That's the big teacher note here. A good vocal edit is basically percussion with language attached. If a chop doesn't help the groove, it probably doesn't belong. Open the clip and identify the syllables or words that hit hardest. You're looking for things that can act almost like drum hits. Short, sharp bits like the first consonant or a strong ending vowel are especially useful. If your vocal is loose, use Slice to new MIDI track and let Ableton split it up for you. In simpler, set it to slice mode. Use transient-based slicing and keep the release tight so the chops don't blur together. If you prefer direct audio editing, that works too. Cut out 4 to 8 useful pieces, consolidate them, and nudge the timing so the transients land right on the grid. A tiny timing adjustment can make the whole phrase feel like it's already dancing with the drums. At this stage, aim for a small, pliable set of chops. You do not need 20 options. In fact, too many slices usually kills the groove. A strong starting set is one main call phrase, one response phrase, one short accent word, and one tail or shout for transitions. That's enough to build a full identity. Now let's make it feel like a proper DNB hook. Program a 2-bar call and response pattern. The main phrase can hit on beat 1, or just ahead of it if you want that urgent forward push. Then place the response chop on an offbeat or around the snare space. Leave air between hits. That space is what makes ragga edits hit harder. If everything is busy, nothing feels special. A good simple structure is this. Bar 1 has the main call and a short answer. Bar 2 repeats the idea, but changes one detail. Maybe a pitch move or a slightly different rhythm, and the final half bar ends with a stutter or reverse tail leading into the next section. This is where you start to hear the pirate radio energy. The vocal isn't floating on top of the drums anymore. It's zapping into the groove like another rhythm instrument. If your drum pattern is busy, keep the vocal tighter and simpler. If your drums are more minimal, you can open up the syncopation a bit more. In a jungle-style break, the vocal should often sit in the gaps after the snare or around the ghost note pocket. In a more stripped-back roller, you can push the vocal harder into the offbeats because there's more room. Now let's process the vocal so it sounds gritty, focused, and ready for the drop. A strong stock chain is EQ8, saturator or drum bus, auto filter, compressor or glue compressor, then delay and reverb on sends. Start with EQ8 and high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out rumble. If there's any harshness, tame the 2.5 to 5k Hz zone a little. Don't overdo it. You want presence, not a dull vocal. Then add saturator with soft clip-on and a few dB of drive. That gives the voice some edge without making it sound broken. Drum bus can also work if you want a more aggressive, crunchy tone, but keep the boom minimal or off. For vocals, the goal is punch and bite, not low-end thump. Use auto filter to shape tension. A low-pass sweep can be amazing for the intro and build. Start more open, then narrow it down as you approach the drop. A simple filter move can make a loop feel like a real arrangement. Then compress lightly. You want the vocal to sit confidently in the mix, but you don't want to crush the life out of it. Raga cuts should still feel alive and a little rough around the edges. That roughness is part of the character. If you find a chain that works, group it into an Audino effect rack and save it. This is one of those workflow habits that pays off massively. The more you build reusable vocal chains, the faster your Pirate Radio toolkit grows. Now comes the fun part. Pitch. Use pitch as a contrast tool, not as random decoration. A few semitones can completely change the feeling of the edit. Try dropping the main call down by 2 to 5 semitones for Menace, then pushing the response up by 3 to 7 semitones for Lift. That question and answer register split is a great way to create movement without needing a second vocal. You can also add short pitch ramps on the last word before a drop, or use clip transposition to make the phrase feel more old school and chopped. Keep it intelligible, though. If every word turns into a texture blob, you lose the hook. A really useful trick here is to keep one phrase mostly dry and centered, then let the reply phrase get filtered or shifted. That contrast makes the pattern feel intentional. And if you want extra urgency, nudge the important hits a few milliseconds ahead of the beat while letting the tails fall behind it. That forward push helps a raga cut feel like it's leaning into the track. Once the chops are working, resample them. This is huge for workflow. Create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it, and record a pass or two of the vocal pattern. While you record, move the filter, throw in some delays, maybe automate a pitch move. Capture the best performance as audio, then consolidate it into one clean clip. Why do this? Because resampling freezes a good idea. It turns a fiddly edit into a playable performance. And once it's audio, you can chop it again, reverse bits, make one bar or half bar versions, and build out the arrangement way faster. After resampling, trim the edges tightly, fade out any clicks, and only warp again if you really need to. If the performance already feels locked, don't overfix it. Now we'll arrange. Think like a DJ and like a DNB producer at the same time. Your raga cut needs to introduce, build, hit, switch, and then leave space. A strong shape is 8 bars of intro with filtered fragments, 8 bars of pre-drop with a clearer vocal call, 16 bars of drop with the main hook landing on phrase points like bars 1, 5, 9, and 13. Then a switch up where you strip things back and let one isolated chop breathe, followed by a second drop with variation. That variation matters. If the phrase loops exactly the same way forever, it starts sounding flat. One simple habit helps a lot. Change one element every 2 bars. Maybe a pitch jump, maybe a reverse tail, maybe a missing word, maybe a stutter burst. Tiny changes keep the hook alive. For DJ utility, keep your intro and outro mix friendly. Don't crowd the first beat with too much vocal. Give the DJ room to work. A clean outro with reduced vocal density and a solid drum groove is always useful. Now let's add the finishing moves that make the edit feel complete. Use echo for throw phrases, but only on selected words. A little feedback automation, like pushing from 10% to 40% on a final word, can create a huge moment without washing out the whole mix. Reverb should also be selective. Short throws are better than constant wetness, because overwet vocals can kill impact fast. Auto-filter automation is your best friend for section changes. Pull the cutoff down before the drop, then open it sharply on impact. That kind of move gives the listener a clear sense of arrival. Utility is also important. If the main vocal is fighting the center of the mix, keep it mono or narrow the width on the core layer, then let only the FX tail spread out. That keeps the vocal focused and helps the low end stay clean. Always check the mix in mono too. If the hook collapses, you need to simplify the width or the processing. Here's a really good advanced move. Add reverse reverbs well before the main call. Then hit the vocal clean and dry. That contrast is instant energy. Or create a signal lost moment by stripping the drums for one bar and leaving just one filtered chop, then slam back into the full groove. Those little arrangement tricks make a loop feel like a proper track. If you want more grit, try a lightly distorted duplicate under the main vocal. Keep it quiet, high-passed, and mono. It adds attitude without clutter. And if you want that Pirate Radio edge, a tiny bit of frequency shifter on a duplicate layer can do wonders. Subtle is the key. A little goes a long way. Another strong variation is the stutter burst. Repeat one word 3 to 5 times with decreasing clip gain. That works great as a transition or fake out before the drop. You can also mute every second chop if the pattern feels too busy. Often, removing notes creates more impact than adding them. The main mistake to avoid is treating the vocal like a decoration. It should act like part of the rhythm section. If the edit isn't improving the groove, cut it. If the vocal is fighting the snare or bass, move it a few milliseconds or high pass it more aggressively. If the pitch shift starts sounding cartoonish, pull it back into the plus or minus 5 semitone range and keep one strong anchor phrase intelligible. At this point, you should have a finished pirate signal edit that feels raw, locked, and mix ready. It should work as a hook in the intro, a trigger into the drop, a pivot in the breakdown, or a switch up before the second drop.